no, Master. You're thinking of Gibbons. Ah, the Arch-Chancellor considered this. Haven't got any of them working here, then? No, Master. Just the librarian, Master. Can't have it. Can't have it, you know. Can't have damn great hairy things shambling around the place, said the Arch-Chancellor firmly. Get rid of him. Good grief, no, he's the best librarian we've ever had, and tremendous value for money. Why? What do we pay him? Peanuts, said the bursar promptly. Besides, he's the only one who knows how the library actually works. Well, turn him back then. No life for a man being a monkey. Ape, Arch-Chancellor, and he seems to prefer it, I'm afraid. How do you know? Said the Arch-Chancellor suspiciously. Speaks, does he? The bursar hesitated. There was always this trouble with the librarian. Everyone had got so accustomed to him, it was hard to remember a time when the library was not run by a yellow-fanged ape with the strength of three men. If the abnormal goes on long enough, it becomes the normal. It was just that when you came to explain it to a third party, it sounded odd. He coughed nervously.
He says, Ook, Arch-Chancellor, he said.
And what's that mean?
Means no, Arch-Chancellor.
Oh, and how does he say yes, then?
The bursar had been dreading this.
Ook, Arch-Chancellor, he said.
That was the same Ook as the other Ook.
Oh, no, no, I assure you, there is a different inflection. I mean, when you get used to...
The bursar shrugged.
I suppose we've just got the way of understanding him, Arch-Chancellor.
Well, at least he keeps himself fit, said the Arch-Chancellor nastily. Not like the rest of you fellows. I went into the uncommon room this morning and it was full of chaps snoring.
That would be the senior masters, Master, said the bursar. I would say they are supremely fit, myself.
Fit? The dean looks like a man who's swallowed a bed.
Ah, but, Master, said the bursar, smiling indulgently, the word fit, as I understand it, means appropriate to a purpose. And I would say the body of the dean is supremely appropriate to the purpose of sitting round all day and eating big, heavy meals.
The bursar permitted himself a little smile. The Arch-Chancellor gave him a look so old-fashioned it might have belonged to an ammonite.
That a joke, he said, in the suspicious tones of someone who wouldn't really understand the term sense of humour, even if you sat down for an hour and explained it to him with diagrams.
I was just making an observation, Master, said the bursar cautiously.
The Arch-Chancellor shook his head.
Can't stand jokes. Can't stand chaps going around trying to be funny the whole time. Comes of spending too much time sitting indoors. Few 20-mile runs and the dean would be a different man.
Well, yes, said the bursar. He'd be dead.
He'd be healthy.
Yes, but still dead.
The Arch-Chancellor irritably shuffled the papers on his desk.
Slackness, he muttered. Far too much of it going on. Whole place gone to pot. People going round sleeping all day and turning into monkeys the whole time. We never even thought of turning into a monkey when I was a student.
He looked up irritably.
What was it you wanted? He snapped.
What?
Said the bursar, unnerved.
You wanted me to do something, didn't you? You came in to ask me to do something, probably because I'm the only fella here not fast asleep or sitting in a tree whooping every morning.
The Arch-Chancellor added.
I think that's Gibbons, Arch-Chancellor.
What? What? Do try and make some sense, man.
The bursar pulled himself together. He didn't see why he had to be treated like this.
In fact, I wanted to see you about one of the students, Master, he said coldly.
Students? Barked the Arch-Chancellor.
Yes, Master. You know, they're the thinner ones with the pale faces. Because we are a university, they come with the whole thing, like rats.
I thought we had people to deal with them.
The teaching staff, yes. But sometimes, well, I wonder, Arch-Chancellor, if you would care to look at these